This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening and welcome to the Top 25 Rundown presented by the Sportscast. Today is June 21st, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all your channels, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcasts. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. It'll help us out tremendously. We are also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on the sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1 and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. We're going to focus on the NBA draft tonight, just because we're going to see which players from college basketball are going to achieve their lifelong dream of playing in the NBA, especially in the summer league. And then later on when the season starts, remember the season just ended with the Denver Nuggets winning the championship, so congratulations to them once again. We're also going to talk about the Men's College World Series, which is going on right now as we speak. And we'll hit a little bit of recruiting in football, men's basketball. And first, let's get to Rose Zhang, who was the back-to-back national champion at Stanford. She went pro and won her first tournament in the LPGA Tour at the America's Open earlier this month. This week is the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. She's going to be in a marquee group alongside fellow Americans Lexi Thompson and Australia's Min Ji Lee. So good luck, Rose. Let's see how you do and hope all the best for you. Hopefully you'll be able to win another tournament, but I'd say it's going to be very competitive and wish you nothing but the best. Bob Huggins, let's talk about him for college basketball. Unfortunately, he got in trouble and he had to resign as the West Virginia coach. So we're going to see how that sets things up for the next year. Bob Huggins was a winner at Cincinnati and Kansas State before he went to West Virginia. And unfortunately, he had the same issue he had at West Virginia at Cincinnati. He never won a national championship, but he always had his teams ready to go. So, Bob Huggins, thank you for the career as a coach you had on the court, and unfortunately, very sorry to see you end your career this way. The Mountain West, San Diego State University has talked to them about leaving, and unfortunately, the Mountain West is not going to let them break their agreement early. They announced that they were going to resign from the conference on Monday because they wanted an extra month to get out. But the conference said that they have not given a formal notice to withdraw. And the reason why they wanted the month extension is because they would have to give a year's notice to withdraw by next June. And if they wait past June 30th, the exit fee for the conference would jump from $16.5 million to almost $34 million. The question is where they're going to go. If they're going to go to Pac-12 or the Big 12, because those two conferences seem like they would be the best options for them, so we're going to see how that goes. That this week, Penny Hardaway coach of the Memphis Tigers. He got a 3-game ban for recruiting violations, which he'll serve at the beginning of next year. We're going to see how that is. I believe that is his second ban like that. Apparently, the violations are tied to 2 in-home visits in 2021 with a group that was for the class of 2023 that they say is a highly rated prospect. Unfortunately, it was because of his assistant coach. That's why he is going to deal with this issue. He had fought this issue last year. But this is the second big investigation they've had since they had the James Wiseman incident back during the 18-month investigation for that. So we're going to see what happens for Penny. For the Men's College World Series, on Friday, it started with Florida beating Virginia 6-5. Or Roberts beat TCU for the same score. On Saturday, Wake Forest beat Stanford 3-2. Tennessee lost to LSU, or LSU beat Tennessee 6-3. On Sunday, Florida beat Oral Roberts 5-4. TCU eliminated Virginia 4-3. Monday, Wake Forest beat LSU 3-2. Tennessee eliminated Stanford 6-4. Yesterday, LSU eliminated Tennessee 5-0. And TCU eliminated Oral Roberts 6-1. Today, Florida beat TCU 3-2, scoring in the ninth inning and then having a highlight reel catch at the end to guarantee that they are in the College World Series final. Right now, LSU is playing Wake Forest, and they're up 5-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Florida also became the first team to win their first 4 games by 1 run while advancing to the Men's College World Series final. Now, I picked Virginia and Oral Roberts to make it on the one side, and unfortunately, both of them were eliminated. I want to say Bob picked TCU and Virginia, and unfortunately, both of them were eliminated. We still both have our pick of Wake Forest. So if LSU loses to Wake Forest will be in the championship series. If LSU wins and they set up a do-or-die game tomorrow, then the winner will make it to the championship series. So we're going to keep an eye on this. Hopefully, Wake Forest will be able to beat LSU, and they can go against Florida and get the series started now. If not, it just means that we get to have an extra game to enjoy. In other news for college sports, longtime UVA women's lacrosse Myers resigned. For LSU, when they beat Tennessee last night, Nate Ockenhausen had his first start for LSU, and he led them to the win. Joining George Frazier, unfortunately, former Oklahoma Major League pitcher, he died this week at 68. He was a former broadcaster with the Colorado Rockies. And he had been with Oklahoma as a color analyst up to this year. So we will see how that goes. And thoughts and well wishes go to Frazier's family. Sports news, a assistant women's bowling coach is Stephen F. Austin. He has been let go after the university discovered he had a relationship with a student athlete. He decided to resign rather than be fired. It also led to other things that happened for him, and his former wife is actually the coach. So we are going to see how that goes. Apparently, he resigned April 10th, but they just announced it today. So we will see how that goes for Stephen F. Austin. If you're a big fan of the college football playoff, the man who has been behind the scenes and the director of it, Bill Hancock, announced when his contract expires February 1st, 2025, he will retire. He'll be a consultant afterwards as the playoff goes from 4 teams to 12 teams. He was the only employee when the college football playoff was started. And he was able to set everything up to where the college football playoff is how it is right now. Getting the media rights, all the bowl games, the championship game cities, setting everything up. And before he did that, he was part of the BCS and also he was the first full-time director for the men's Final Four. So that is, that's going to be interesting just seeing how he's going to set up for the next 2 years, not only for the four teams, but also when the 12 teams start the year after. So in 2 years, we've got a lot to look forward to. Not only with the 12 team setup, but also a new director. But the main thing today is we have the NBA draft that's going to start tomorrow night. We're going to see which players, either in college or the G League or overseas, are going to start their career in the NBA and make a difference and just see what's next for them. Now, I was taking a look at ESPN, and well, everybody knows what the first pick is going to be. The San Antonio Spurs are going to pick Victor Wembanyama from France. He's going to be the number one pick. Number two right now, it's going to be between either Brandon Miller from Alabama or Scoot Henderson. Brandon Miller played at Alabama last year, whereas Scoot Henderson was in the G League Unite. So the question is, who are they going to pick? Most people think that they're going to pick Brandon Miller. And he would go to Charlotte. Portland has the third pick. And if for some reason Charlotte decides to pick Scoot Henderson, then I'm pretty sure the Portland Trailblazers will take Brandon Miller in a second. The fourth pick is the Houston Rockets. ESPN is predicting Amen Thompson's going to them. Overtime Elite. The Pistons had the fifth pick. They are being called to pick Ozar Thompson from Overtime Elite as well. The next college player that's picked is number six, Orlando Magic. They're calling that Anthony Black from Arkansas will be picked. The Indiana Pacers with the 7th pick. ESPN is projecting Jairus Walker from Houston. Number 8, the Washington Wizards. They're projecting that they're going to pick up Cam Whitmore. This last week, the Wizards had a big trade involving Bradley Beal going to Phoenix. And among other players that came over in that trade was Chris Paul. Let's see who else it was. Because there was, I believe Beal got traded for 3 or 4 players, which... That is considered a blockbuster trade. And the Wizards also are getting ready to trade Kristaps Porzingis. So, let's see. Yeah, Bradley Beal was traded with Jordan Goodwin and Isaiah Todd. And the Wizards got Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, multiple second-round picks, multiple swaps. And you also had the Oklahoma City Thunder get a 2029 first-round pick, while the Nuggets got the 2023 second-round pick, 2024 first-round pick, and a 2024 second-round pick. And today, the Nuggets added a first-round pick. They got the 2023 first-round number 29, the 2023 second-round number 32. The Pacers got the 2023 second-round pick number 40 and the 2024 first-round pick. Getting back into the predictions, it's following ESPN. Looks like Utah's going to take Taylor Hendricks with the number 9 pick. Dallas, with the number 10 pick, they're projected to take Derek Lively the 2nd from Duke. Orlando, with the 11th pick via trade from Chicago, they're going to predicted to draft Grady Dick. Oklahoma City Thunder, with the 12th pick, are projected for Bilal Coulibaly in the Metropolitans. Toronto Raptors are projected to get Kobe Bufkin from Michigan. The Pelicans, with the 14th pick, are projected to get Jordan Hawkins from UConn. The Atlanta Hawks are projected to get Jalen Hood-Schifino from Indiana. The Utah Jazz and the trade from Minnesota are projected to get Keontae George from Baylor. The Lakers with the number 17 pick are projected to get Jed Howard. Number 18, Miami is projected to get Cason Wallace. Golden State with number 19 is projected to get Brandon Podzinski from Santa Clara. Houston with number 20 from the Clippers is projected to get from Oliver Maxson's Prosper from Marquette. 21st pick for Brooklyn via Phoenix. They're projected to get Noah Clowney. The Brooklyn Nets with the 22nd pick are projected to get Nick Smith Jr. from Arkansas. Portland Trail Blazers via a new trade from New York. They're projected to get Jamie Jacquez Jr. from UCLA. The Sacramento Kings with the 24th pick are projected to get Chris Murray. The Memphis Grizzlies with the 25th pick are projected to get Rayon Rupert from the New Zealand Breakers. The Indiana Pacers via trade from Cleveland are projected to get James Nnadi from Barcelona. The Charlotte Hornets via trade from Denver are projected to get Leonard Miller from the G League Ignite. the Utah Jazz via trade from Philadelphia projected to get Maxwell Lewis from Pepperdine. Denver Nuggets via trade from Boston projected to get Ben Shepherd from Belmont. The LA Clippers via Milwaukee, they're projected to get Derek Whitehead from Duke, and that's the end of the first round. In the second round, the Pistons are projected to get, with the 31st pick, Bryce Sensabaugh from Ohio State. The 32nd pick is the Denver Nuggets via trade from Houston. They're projected to get Marcus Sasser from Houston. The San Antonio Spurs with the 33rd pick are projected to get Andre Jackson Jr. The Charlotte Hornets with the 34th pick are projected to get Trace Jackson Davis from Indiana. Boston Celtics via trade from Portland are projected to get Julian Phillips from Tennessee. The Orlando Magic with the 36th pick are projected to get Colby Jones from Xavier. Denver Nuggets with the 37th pick via Oklahoma City Thunder are projected to get Gregory Jackson II from South Carolina. The Sacramento Kings via Indiana are projected to get Kobe Brown from Missouri. The Charlotte Hornets via Utah are projected to get Jalen Wilson from Kansas. The Indiana Pacers via trade from Dallas are projected to get Jordan Walsh from Arkansas. The Charlotte Hornets via trade from Oklahoma City are projected to get Sidy Sissoko from the G League Unite. The Washington Wizards via trade from Chicago are projected to get Jalen Pickett from Penn State. The Portland Trailblazers via trade from Atlanta are projected to draft Seth Lundy from Penn State. San Antonio via trade from Toronto is projected to get Taquavion Smith from NC State. Memphis via trade from Minnesota is projected to get Christian Vukovic, Arvid Savin from Partizan in Europe. The Atlanta Hawks via trade from New Orleans are projected to pick Amari Bailey from UCLA. The Los Angeles Lakers are projected number 42nd to pick Julian Strother from Gonzaga. The LA Clippers are with the 48th pick are projected to get Keontae Johnson from Kansas State. The Cleveland Cavaliers via trade from Golden State are projected to get Muhammad Gai from Washington State. The Oklahoma City Thunder with the 50th pick via trade from Miami are projected to get Hunter Tyson from Clemson. The Brooklyn Nets with the 51st pick are projected to get Colin Castleton from Florida. The Phoenix Suns with the 52nd pick are projected to get Amani Bates from Eastern Michigan. The Minnesota Timberwolves via trade from New York are projected to get Chris Livingston from Kentucky. The Sacramento Kings with the 54th pick are projected to get Ricky Council IV from Arkansas. The Indiana Pacers via trade from Cleveland are projected to get Tumani Kamara from Dayton. The Memphis Grizzlies are projected with the 56th pick to get Jordan Miller from Miami. The Washington Wizards via trade from Boston projected to pick Adama Sanogo from UConn. And with the 58th and final pick, the Milwaukee Bucks are projected to pick Adam Flagler from Baylor. You're going to see how that goes for all the players and wish them nothing but the best, because it's always going to be a very special time, and not only going up and getting to stand up holding your jersey, but just seeing how they set everything up for everybody, because it's always a huge celebration just watching the end of one career and the beginning of another career. Now, when I was talking with Bob, I was able to look up the different conferences and see the different teams that have gained or lost players. This week, I'm going to do the SEC because the majority, it looks like a lot of the players are going to be drafted are from the SEC this year. So let's start with the Alabama Crimson side. Departed or expected to depart, we have Brandon Miller, Noah Clowney, Jaden Bradley, Noah Gurley, Dominic Welch, Namari Bennett, and Charles Bediako. There are no players that are in limbo. Players expected to return are Mark Sears, Javon Quinterly, Rylan Griffin, and Nick Pringle. Newcomers, you have Davin Cosby, who is a redshirt, Sam Walters, number 15, ESPN 100, Mohamed Diabate, a four-star, Chris Parker, number 73 in the ESPN 100, Latrell Whitesell Jr., a transfer from Cal State Fullerton, and Aaron Estrada, a transfer from Hofstra. For Arkansas, the parties are expected to party. You have Jordan Walsh, Anthony Black, Nick Smith Jr., Vicky Council IV, Mikhail Mitchell, Kamani Johnson, Barry Dunning Jr., and Darian Ford. Expected to return, you have Devontae Davis, Trevin Brazili, Maki Mitchell, Jalen Graham, Joseph Pinion. Newcomers, you have Bay Fall, number 28 in the ESPN 100, Bladen Blocker, number 30 in the 100, Philippe Battle, a transfer from Temple, Tamron Mark, a transfer from Houston, Keon Manifield, a transfer from Washington, Jeremiah Davenport, a transfer from Cincinnati, and L. Ellis, a transfer from Louisville. From Auburn, for the players, they departed or expected to party. You have Wendell Green Jr., Alan Flanagan, Zeb Jasper, Galen Trier, Chance Westry, Leo Berman, Babunde Akimbola. Players expected to return, you have Jalen Williams, Johnny Broom, Dylan Cardwell, Katie Johnson, Chris Moore, and Trey Donaldson. Newcomers, you have Aiden Holloway, number 16 in the ESPN 100. Denver Jones, a transfer from Florida International. Janie Johnson, a transfer from Alabama Huntsville. And Chad Baker Mazzara, a transfer from junior college. From Florida, players departed or expected to depart, you have Colin Castleton, Marion Jones, Kawasi Reeves, Kyle Lofton, Alex Fudge, Niels Lane, CJ Felder, Jason Jitabaugh, and Trey Bonham. Players expected to return, Riley Kugel, Will Richard, Alex Sismic, Denzel Aberdeen. Newcomers, you have Thomas Haw, three-star recruit, Alex Condon, recruit that wasn't rated, E.J. Jarvis, transfer from Yale, Walter Clayton Jr., transfer from Iona, Micah Hangloston, a transfer from Marshall, Tyree Samuel, a transfer from Seton Hall, and Zion Pullen, a transfer from UC Riverside. Going down to Georgia, players have departed or expected by, you have Terry Roberts, Cario Quinendo, Baylen Bridges, Kyron Lindsey, Jalen Ingram, Madras McBride, Jackson Etter, and Jaswan Holtz. Players expected to return, Justin Hill, Jabi Abdul-Rahim, Matthew Alexander Moncrief, and Frank Anselm. Newcomers, you have Lamarion Jordan, number 83 in the 100, Dylan James, number 90 in 100, Silas Demery, a four-star recruit, Jalen DeLoach, a transfer from VCU, RJ Melendez, a transfer from Illinois, Blue Kane, number 53 in the ESPN 100, Noah Thomason, a transfer from Niagara, RJ Sunahara, a transfer from Nova Southeastern, and Russell Tachewa, a transfer from South Florida. Departed or expected to party have Oscar Chibwe, Chris Livingston, Kaysen Wallace, Sevier Wheeler, Jacob Toppin, CJ Frederick, Damian Collins, Lance Ware. In Limbo, you have Antonio Reeves. Expected to return, you have Adu Thiro and Ugana Onyeso. Newcomers, you have Justin Edwards, number 3 in the ESPN 100, DJ Wagner, number 4 in the 100, Aaron Bradshaw, number 6 in the 100, Robert Dillingham, number 14, and Reed Shepard, number 22 in the 100. And Oscar Tshiebwe, I don't remember reading his name in the draft, but if he is in draft, I'm going to be very surprised. I would expect him to go top 5 or top 10 at the latest. So we're going to definitely keep an eye on that. Let me look that up one more time. So really, I'm surprised I don't remember seeing his name on there. And a quick check of the scoreboard. Score is still LSU 5, Wake Forest 2. It is the bottom of the 8th inning. Yeah, on ESPN right now, they do not have Oscar Tshiebwe. Again, let me check one more thing about that. Yeah, because he is in the draft, so definitely curious where he's going to end up, since for some reason they have not projected him in the draft for ESPN. I'd be very surprised, though, if he made it past pick number 10. Going back into seeing the players that have been in and haven't, we've got LSU. The players departed or expected to depart, you have K.J. Williams, Adam Miller, Cam Hayes, Trey Hannibal, Justice Hill, Justice Williams, Kendall Coleman, Sean Phillips, and Cornelius Williams. He was a redshirt. Expected to return, you have Derek Fountain, Jalen Reed, Tyrell Ward, Mawani Wilkinson. Newcomers, you have Damon Collins, a transfer from Kentucky, Corey Chest, a four-star recruit, Mike Williams, a four-star recruit, Jalen Cook, a transfer from Tulane, Will Baker, a transfer from Nevada, Jordan Wright, a transfer from Vanderbilt, Carlos Stewart, a transfer from Santa Clara, and Hunter Dean, a transfer from George Washington. Going to Mississippi State, you have leaving Tyler Stevenson, Eric Reed Jr., Will McNair Jr., Kamani Hamilton, Jamil Horton Jr., and Martavius Russell. Expected return, you have DJ Jeffries, Deshaun Davis, Shaquille Moore, Cameron Matthews, Sean Jones, Sean Murphy, and Tolu Smith. Newcomers, you have Gail Choi as a four-star, Adrian Myers not ranked, Jaquan Scott not ranked, Lorenzo Ford III from Junior College, Josh Hubbard, number 84 in the ESPN 100, Jimmy Bell, a transfer from West Virginia, and Andrew Taylor, a transfer from Marshall. From Missouri, the players leaving, Kobe Brown, DeAndre Golston, DeMoy Hodge, Sean East II, Trey Gamillion, Isaiah Mosley, Bronny DeGray III, Muhammad Diarra, and Caleb Brown. Expected return, you have Noah Carter, Nick Honor, Aiden Shaw. Newcomers, you have Trent Pierce, number 56 in the 100, Jordan Butler, a four-star recruit, Anthony Robinson, a four-star recruit, John Tonjay, a transfer from Colorado State, Tamar Bates, a transfer from Indiana, Caleb Grill, a transfer from Iowa State, Jesus Carolero, a transfer from Campbell, and Connor Vanover, a transfer from Oral Roberts. At Ole Miss, players that are leaving are Deshaun Ruffin, Amari Abram, Miles Burns, Robert Allen, James White, Josh Mbala, Ty Fagan, Javius McInnes, Theo Akuba, and Malik Ewing. Expected return is Matthew Morrell, Jamin Brakefield, TJ Caldwell, and newcomers, you have Alan Flanagan, a transfer from Auburn, Jalen Murray, a transfer from St. Peter's, Jordan Burks, a four-star recruit, Rashad Marshall, a four-star recruit, Jacob Gazzo, a three-star recruit, Cameron Barnes, a three-star recruit, Brandon Murray, a transfer from Georgetown, Austin Nunez, a transfer from Arizona State, Tamarian Sharp, a transfer from Western Kentucky, and Musa Cisse, a transfer from Oklahoma State. For South Carolina, the players leaving Gigi Jackson, Chico Carter Jr., Hayden Brown, Daniel Hankins Sanford, Ford Cooper Jr., Javon Benson, and Javon Minot. Expected to return Michi Johnson, Jacoby Wright, Josh Gray, Benjamin Bosman Verdonk, Zachary Davis, Eli Sparkman, and Ibrima Dibba, who's a redshirt. Newcomers, you have Colin Murray Boyles, number 60 and 100. Arden Conyers, a three-star. Miles Stute, a transfer from Vanderbilt. Stephen Clark, a transfer from the Citadel. Talon Cooper, a transfer from Minnesota. And VJ Mack, a transfer from Wofford. For Tennessee, players leaving, you have Olivier Nakuma, Tyreek Key, Uroz Plazvic, BJ Edwards, and Julian Phillips. players who are going to return. We have Josiah Jordan James, Santiago Viscovi, Sakai Ziegler, Jemai Mashak, Jonas Aidu, Toby Waka, and redshirt DJ Jefferson. Newcomers, you have Freddie DeLone, number 36 in the 100, JP Estrella, number 66 in the 100, Cameron Carr, number 87 in the 100, Cade Phillips, a four-star recruit, Jordan Ganey, a transfer from USC Upstate, Chris Ledlum, a transfer from Harvard, and Dalton Nett, a transfer from Northern Colorado. For Texas A&M, and the players that we're leaving is Dexter Dennis, Andre Gordon, Colin Robinson, Eric Pratt, Javonte Brown, and Ashton Smith. Players expected to return are Wade Taylor IV, Julius Marble, Manny Obaseki, Henry Coleman III, Hayden Hefner, Anderson Garcia, Solomon Washington, and Tyrese Radford. Newcomers, you have Bryce Lindsay, a non-ranked player, Jace Carter, a transfer from UIC, and Eli Lawrence, a transfer from Middle Tennessee. And last but not least, for Vanderbilt, players leaving, you have Liam Robbins, Jordan Wright, Miles Stute, Trey Thomas, Noah Shelby, Quentin Melora Brown, Malik Dia, and Emmanuel Anselm. Expect to return are Tyron Lawrence, Ezra Manjum, Colin Smith, Paul Lewis, and Lee Dort. Newcomers, you have Isaiah West, a four-star recruit, Jaquan Roberts, a four-star recruit, Carter Lang, a four-star recruit, Jason Rivera-Torres, a three-star recruit, Malik Presley, a four-star recruit, Evan Taylor, a transfer from Lehigh, Van Allen Lubin, a transfer from Notre Dame, and Tazos Comteros, a transfer from South Dakota. And what I'm going to do every week is go through a different conference so that we can see the players that have left and the players that are going to come back for college basketball while we take our time getting used to how the break is until football starts. Going back to college baseball, it is the top of the ninth. It's Wake Forest's last shot in the game. They are still down 5-2. Next week, we will recap not only the whoever wins this in the Men's College World Series Championship Series, also recap the NBA draft while we go through another conference of the players that have gained, lost, and players that are staying at their school. That about wraps up for this week's show of the Top 25 Rundown. If you want to find me on social media, you can find me on Twitter at Alan F. West, or you can find me at Facebook at alan.west.46. I hope everyone has a great week and enjoy the sports. We will see you next week.